Trouble is overflowing in the Red Sea. A clash between two world powers is imminent. Learn how conflict in the Red Sea could fulfill a major Bible prophecy and speed the return of Jesus Christ. Next on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
Greetings, everyone. A few weeks ago, I spoke to you about Germany and the Red Sea. And today, that situation is a lot worse, and it looks like it could very well turn into a bloody war. Are we about to see a major Bible prophecy being fulfilled? If you look at Daniel 11, verse 40, we'll get there in a moment, but it talks about the king of the south and the king of the north, the king of the north being Germany and the king of the south being Iran. Iran is said there that they're going to push at the king of the north. And the king of the north is going to counterattack and destroy the nation of Iran and take captive their allies. So right now, Iran is blocking the Red Sea. And that's causing just a devastating loss to Germany and Europe as they have to go all the way around South Africa to get their goods coming back to Germany and, of course, going there to the Middle East in the first place. This is certainly something that Germany is mourning over and getting very angry about doing something about it. So this could become the big push of Daniel 11 and verse 40. We don't know exactly what it is yet, but this certainly looks like something that could be it in a spectacular way. And we need to look at it more closely. Iran is expected to have made 7 nuclear bombs in a few days or weeks or months. Most authorities will tell you, they're going to use those bombs because they have a religion where their version of the Messiah coming is going to come even quicker and faster and hasten it, his coming more quickly, the worse the war gets caused by Iran. That's what their religious belief is, and they have or about to have nuclear weapons, and there's no nation on earth that thinks like Iran and would be eager to use the nuclear bombs. I mean, they are. When you think about what is happening in this world and so many countries working very hard to have nuclear bombs just filling this earth. And yet, it certainly is our number one problem, that of one of human survival, and yet you have almost none of the leaders, certainly not here in the Western world, that will even talk about these nuclear bombs and what this means for the world. This is horrific and something that we really need to take care of, because there is a solution. But how many people are willing to listen to that solution? That's what we need to be concerned about. This is a difficult time in this world. If you look at how Germany uses the Red Sea, probably, I would think, more than anybody else by far. But here they are using Europe, frankly, as a cover. If this escalates into a war, it'll be Germany against Iran. That's what it's all going to be about. And Germany is preparing just for that. Vice Admiral Jan Christian Kack explained, "As we are going into a fierce battle, only a ship that can assert itself with its weaponry comes into question. One whose crew is 100% trained to deal with the threat." This Hessen frigate is Germany's. The Hessen frigate we have selected is prepared for this. It is our gold standard, so to speak. He called it the most serious deployment of a German naval unit for many decades. So that frigate has 240 sailors And they're heading into this very, very dangerous mission. And the Houthis, proxies of Iran is, they're just a puppet of Iran. And they are striking out at these merchant ships in the Red Sea, in that area, have been, and continue to do so quite often. So what is going to happen there? That trade route is essential to Germany and Europe especially, but to other nations as well. They all depend on going through the Red Sea and then the Suez Canal out into the Mediterranean and wherever else they may be taking their goods. Germany is ready for a war, and it appears that Iran certainly is as well. They are doing some pushing. And is this the big push? We need to think about this because it's going to make things a lot worse in this world if Iran isn't stopped. And even then, it's not going to turn out the way we'd like it to, by far. Captain Volker Kubich echoed the seriousness of the mission. He said, "The threat there is no longer abstract. It is very concrete and consists of a variety of weapons." And then the N-TV says this, "With long-range radar systems and weapon systems that can engage targets both close by and up to 160 kilometers away, there is no ship in the Navy that is better prepared for such a mission." Now, they're putting sailors there and a destroyer, a destroying frigate, and it could begin something very violent quickly. After all, the Houthis still keep shooting their rockets and causing problems. Now, Germany led the way into the Red Sea, and Europe has followed. And all over the EU, they've decided to approve to have a naval mission there to protect that Red Sea. They call it Operation Aspides. The Hessian frigate will be a part of that mission. They have a pretty good naval mission there, and they're ready to fight very seriously. So what is going to happen? Is this going to be the big push that's going to trigger far more wars upon this earth? It certainly could be, and it could be, and really right now it looks to me like it is. We'll have to wait and see. But let's just remember the Houthi puppets are directed by Iran. This mission from Europe, it's not a part of NATO. They're not united with the United States. They're doing it on their own because they don't want to act with America, and they don't feel like America's willing to do much of anything. Or Ephraim, the Bible name for Britain, is the same way. What is Germany going to do? Well, they're going to do this on their own. And if you think they're not capable of doing that, you have to realize that they are the third greatest exporter of armaments, military armaments, on this earth. And they soon will probably be number one. Well, how could that have happened? Do we know what's going on in Germany? I don't think we do. I really do not. But it just shows how little they have faith in America and the so-called superpower of America. What is happening to that superpower? Big problems for sure. Well, anyhow, this trade route is one of the most important for Germany and Europe. And so we have to realize that the Germans just routinely start wars, two world wars, and they have a history of war throughout their ancient history as well. The German people are great people, but they have gotten involved with a Holy Roman Empire that likes to go to war, and it's a terrible, terrible war machine. Many of the people in the West think that Germany is our close friend, but they're not. They are not. We've said that for some 75 years. Notice what the Houthis say about Europe coming into the Red Sea. Here's what they said. Europeans do not play with fire. Now, this is a serious business. Then they said, you do not need the support of the American devil. Again, you see, they're speaking for Iran. And let's notice what it says in Daniel 11 and verse 40. Here it says, and at the time of the end shall the king of the south push at him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, and with chariots and with horsemen and with many ships, and he shall enter into the countries and shall overflow and pass over. Well, what do you know? Iran's taken out of the way that quickly by Germany. Where did Germany get all that power? And we just made it very clear after World War II that we were never going to allow them to have armaments again because they caused so many wars. They started World War I and World War II. That's where we are. The Gesenius Hebrew Chaldee lexicon says the word push means to strike. It also means to wage war. This is a violent word if you look at it that way. Let's notice verse 41. He shall enter into also the glorious land, that is the king of the north, after he's conquered the king of the south. And many countries shall be overthrown, but these shall escape, and so on. Verse 42, he shall stretch forth his hand also upon the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. Verse 43, but he shall have power over the treasures of gold and of silver and over all the precious things of Egypt, and the Libyans and the Ethiopians shall be at his steps. Why? Because they were allies with Iran. Now, Libya already is allied with them, and we prophesied that before it happened, but Ethiopia and Egypt are going to also become allied to Iran very shortly. And if you want to look at where they are located, Ethiopia is right on the southern part of the Red Sea. You can see why Iran would want to have them into their group of attackers here in the Red Sea. If you take a look at our booklets, one on Daniel, and also Daniel unlocks the book of Revelation, you can see that there will be nuclear bombs in play here in what's going to happen in the Middle East and the world. So again, when you see how serious this is getting, and it certainly, I think we'd all say, well, it could be that big push, and it could come soon. We'll have to see about that. I'm not stating that definitely because I don't know, but we have to be aware of what's going on in this world if we're going to understand Bible prophecy. I mean, we are moving into thinking and acting in a horrific world filled with nuclear bombs. And just one of them can wipe out states, even it, more than one. Just a terrible thing to think about. Iran also tried to get Sudan to give them a naval base, and they wouldn't do that. So we have maps here we'll show you as we go along so that you can understand all this. Sudan is right there on the Red Sea as well. So you can see what Iran is attempting to do in many ways. Here's a quote I'd like to read to you. I wrote this before. What we are seeing today is exactly what the late Herbert W. Armstrong foretold. In May 1953, that's nearly 72 years ago, in May 1953, he warned that 10 powerful European nations will combine their forces. 10 of them, 10 kings. Now they have 27 nations, but they're going to be pared down to 10, and this buildup of the military is going to cut out about 17 of the nations. They will end up with 10 kings led by Germany. Herbert Armstrong said this in August 1978. He warned the Europeans are far more disturbed about their safety and relying on the United States military power to protect them than Americans realize. If that was true, well, then how much worse is it today? Those 10 kings really is like the culminating of the Holy Roman Empire. 10 kings. Revelation 17 talks about that and other prophecies. If you want to know how important that Red Sea and the Mediterranean Sea is, the great King Solomon of the Bible had an empire that when he was king, and he ruled over the Red Sea and over the Mediterranean Sea, and had the great exports and imports and a lot of wealth at that time, of tremendous wealth in his empire. You can read about that in 1 Kings 9, verses 26 through 28. He was importing all kinds of goods from Egypt, and he was selling chariots and horses and all kinds of exports. But he knew he had to control the Red Sea and the Mediterranean Sea. Germany already virtually controls the Mediterranean Sea, and now they want to control the Red Sea, and they're going to do it. They're going to do it. And our maps will show you all of that, where you can see what is going on. Germany is selling trillions of dollars worth of war armaments. Tanks are selling to nations all over the Middle East in particular. And notice what we said after World War II from Winston Churchill and Franklin Roosevelt. They say it is our inflexible purpose to destroy German militarism and Nazism and to ensure that Germany will never again be able to disturb the peace of the world. That was just after World War II. That's recent history. Well, how come, what happened there? Well, Germany is about to become number one in selling armaments, it seems. I have a list here I could go on, and I'll maybe give you a few of them if I have time, but I may not have time for that. But anyhow, all of the different nations they're selling armaments to is just stunning. Bill, chief reporter Peter Taid, says, "It doesn't help. We Germans have to get involved. 34 years after reunification, it is time to behave as what we are, a power." What do you know? They're coming right back into warfare. This is something we all should be concerned about. Does the world recognize the true extent of the power rising in Germany and rising so fast? And yet we were determined to never allow that to happen again. After two world wars they started. 10 million died in the first war, 60 million in the Second World War. Shouldn't that be something that we'd be concerned about? Well, it certainly ought to be. But that's the world. This is the world we live in. The European Industry Commissioner said this: "We need to change the paradigm and move into war economy mode." Now, listen to that. War economy. Everything's going to be first military. And then the economy comes next. That's how they're preparing for war. And if you think the Germans won't really become more powerful, then you don't really know what's going on in Germany. I wrote this later. Another proposal would allow the EU to compel European weapons firms to prioritize European orders in times of crisis. You're going to see how they're going to pare down the 27 national governments to 10. Notice what I wrote. To become reality, the proposals will need approval from the EU's 27 national governments, which have often been reluctant to code power on defense and military matters, and the European Parliament. So, well, this is going to be where Germany pares it down to 10 nations. They want 10 nations that are with Germany and absolutely committed to following Germany. And it's going to reduce them to 10 kings before that happens. And Germany's already said that they're going to do something like that. Let me just read you another scripture over in Jeremiah 1 in verse 13. And this is also about the king of the north. "And the word of the Eternal came unto me the second time, saying, What do you see? Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, why, see a seething pot. A seething pot. I mean, it's really seething. What is that? Where is that happening? And the face thereof is toward the north. Well, what do you know? It's a king of the north again. And you'd better take note. What do you see, Jeremiah? See, we need to see what God says to us and what He will do to help us if we will just understand it and listen to what He says. It's that simple. But that's not an easy thing for mankind to do. The whole world is deceived. Revelation 12 and verse 9, the whole world. That's a lot of people. I mean, that's frightening. Verse 14, then the Eternal said unto me, out of the north, an evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. This is going to be pretty bad. And God says this to His people, for lo, I will call on the families of the kingdoms of the north. Verse 15, that's the king of the north again, says the Eternal, and they shall come, and they shall set every one his throne at the entering of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all the walls thereof round about, and against all the cities of Judah. What does God want us to do? Well, He says to His people, verse 17, you therefore shall gird up your loins, and arise, and speak unto them all that I command you. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound you before them. This is what God says to His people. Get this message out to the world from God. He is concerned and He wants to stop all this if we will just listen to Him. If we don't listen, we're going to wade right into the bloodiest time you could ever imagine. And Jesus Christ is going to have to come and stop it, or there would be no flesh saved alive. No, that's what it says in Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22, according to the Moffat translation. See, so God says, look, I've made you like a defense city and like an iron pillar, and you can get this message out there, and that's what you must do. So if you look at all of this, what is it we ought to see since we see what's going on in the world? That man cannot solve this problem or all of these problems. He can't do it. Only God can solve these problems and save us from all the destruction that's coming if we don't heed right now and right away. Until next week, this is Gerald Fleury. Goodbye, friends.
All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request We Have Had Our Last Chance, Daniel Unlocks Revelation, Why Germany Conquered Cyprus, and The Battle for the Red Sea. Order now. The preceding program was a paid presentation of The Key of David, brought to you by the Philadelphia Church of God.